Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
All right, yo. Episode 29, I believe. We're almost at 30. George, Ryan and I here.
Yep.
The homie Don is back in the building.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Back for a second time. Today... we're going to do, once again, the Hall of Flames. Runners.
Bam.
Y'all got some?
Got a few.
Y'all got some good ones?
Do I own any of the shoes on the list? Or
I mean, are they qualified?
I own two.
So how this goes, I don't know if I told you. So how it goes is basically you say the shoe.
Okay.
If, like, it's a two to vote. So, like, obviously you're for the shoe.
Okay.
If I'm for it, it's in. Like, 2-1, like
bet,
type thing.
Bet.
If like your shoe that you have on your list is on our list as well, it's automatically in.
Automatic.
That means we automatically agree. If both of us are like, nah, or me and you are like, nah, it's not going to be on the list. So for all the listeners, we will put up on the website, put on IG, everything where you can go click the link and vote. Vote which runner should be considered in the Hall of Flames. The Hall of Flames is the sneakers that we consider just that classic, legendary sneaker, had some type of meaning, did something for the culture. And we feel it should be put in. Pickups, anybody?
Absolute zero for me this week or the past last week.
I've been zero.
Yep.
Hiatus.
Mad L's. No, just L's.
Just L's.
Not a hiatus. Just L's. Left and right.
I mean, I think that's why I got V2s and I'm sick of taking L and Pharrell. You know, shout out to Daniel for hooking me up with somebody who had the Pharrell Human Racers. I'm sick of taking L's. So.
I'm right there with
you. I even bought two Add to Cart Services. I've only bought one ever. The only one I ever bought was when the Moon Lunar Air Max Nice. I was like, I have to try for that.
Of course.
I got it. Didn't get it. Fine. That was it. Never bought another one.
Same here.
Shattered backboard reverses, whatever you want to call them, aways, whatever. I said, I have to get something. And I, once again, struck out. I bought two. I still can't. I will never get a Jordan 1 ever again in my life.
It's just not bound to happen for us, yo.
It's not. You got anything, George?
Boost Golf. I've been waiting to get one for a long time. I was excited. Hannah found one at Golfsmith. I probably should have said that earlier. Golfsmith, spend 100, get 50 off. So it's basically like 50% off if you found something that was $100. But they're a regular price, 200, marked down to 130. So I got them for 80. I mean, it's a good sale to me.
Well, I guess. I mean, I thought you guys got them at the golf course that you were golfing at.
Nah. Hannah got them at Golfsmith.
You start talking about Yeezys?
Yeah, so coming out this weekend, you got the Brown 750s.
Right.
You were saying a bunch of Boosts are coming out.
Is it?
I believe. I heard you say something about Boosts coming.
I don't think so. NMDs dropped today, but they dropped over in Europe. So there might be some coming out this weekend.
Oh, the
Olives.
Okay.
Some type of
everything
blue
on JD
one,
Sports,
ones.
Though. It said like JD Sports exclusive or whatever. That's
well, no.
Funny.
It's funny because like, but they also dropped on like another UK site. I can't even remember what it was called.
Oh.
And you also got the, what's that, Cyber Monday 3 drops this Saturday. That black and white one.
Oh, really?
Those actually are kind of dope to me.
They look good.
I'm not even a huge fan of 3s, but
I've seen
for some
person.
Reason that's the best. Well, I'm sure Brendan has them already, but.
Yeah, no.
Y'all got any chocolate boosts?
No chocolate boosts yet. But.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need you to tell your boy to look out for me on size 11.5 or 12, Moon Rock or Tan. Decent price-ish.
He's okay. Ready to spend.
I know, I heard this, yo. You ready to drop 7 bills, huh?
I mean, somewhere around there, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, but I'm not going over 800.
I'm on the hunt, bro. I'm on the hunt for you. I feel that.
And I'm used, obviously, because no one's selling a new one for that cheap.
No, they're not.
Y'all like Cyber 3s?
You know what? I actually do, man. I really do. It's been a while since they've come out with a shoe like that. Like, I like the color blocking. I mean, those Cyber One Mondays that dropped last year are dope. You know what I'm saying?
I think those are okay.
And
those
are fine.
I like the lows.
Yeah. And it's kind of this. They did a low too. Yeah. And it's kind of the same thing. I mean, black upper, you know what I'm saying? The leather looks good on it. I like them.
I like the way they look when I see pictures on feet.
Yeah.
But in hand, they just look so. It looks like they're missing something. It's just. You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like a Air Tech Challenge. Like, it just reminds me of that. It's just really leather.
Just basic. Plain. It's
there. Just as basic as possible.
Them Ronnie Fives that you want come out too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What are those? 998s?
997.5.
997. And what's the nickname for those? What are the.
Well, the blue one, at least right here, the blue one says Mykonos, but I think it's the same name for both of them.
Oh, okay.
One is Friends and Family, and I don't know what the other one is.
That orange one.
But Friends and Family, in terms of, like, you can still cop it if you want.
I want
If you've copped New Balance from them before.
I don't know, man. I kind of, I don't want to say I spent a lot of money in Dallas, but coming back grabbing sneakers, I don't know, man. I do want those, though. I mean, I will
Triple
say,
Black Ultra Boost is what I want.
Dallas was cracking.
Seemed like it, man.
It was. Had a good time. Finally saw the Cowboys win a game. I actually learned a lot about myself in Dallas.
Is that right?
I did.
You came out the closet.
I actually did. Like, no joke. I think, I didn't come out the closet.
He's like, I didn't come out the closet.
No, you know what's funny? I think, it seems like, Don could probably relate to this. You can't.
Because I'm white? Or?
No. No, because I think every time I go out of town, no matter how much it is, I miss my kids more and more.
I can understand. I don't know what it is.
I ain't never missed my kids this. Well, the time we went to Hawaii, yeah. I did. But this Dallas, man, I was like, I'm trying to come back and see my kids. And then I also came to the realization that I think I saw Deadpool again in the hotel.
Oh, and now it's the dopest movie ever.
No. I think I'm ready to put Deadpool in the top five Marvel movies.
Okay.
Well, did he say before he didn't like it that much?
It was in my 10.
Yeah, because it's up there.
It's number. It's in the top five.
He said it was super whack.
No, I said it was overrated. I didn't say it was whack. I said Deadpool was very overrated. And also, Travis Scott album is trash.
Well, I could have told you that.
Garbage.
I thought it came out a while back, though.
That
just didn't.
I mean, it came. Yeah, but I just finally heard it. Yeah, I've had it, but I've never listened to it.
Yeah,
until
I'm gonna need to get that from you.
You like it?
I haven't heard anything. Some people said it's like fire, though. Like
people
supreme
say it's
fire.
Fire, and I'm like, I listened to it. Like, this is not good.
I need Chance the Rapper too.
Like, okay, that one's good. But
yes, obviously,
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, it's, I don't think you could like, I like the other Travis Scott, whatever that one was, that had 3,500.
Yeah, that was the last one. That was dope.
Yeah. I like that one. This new one is just way too, I mean, it's almost just like listening to like Yachty and all them that mumbling. Like, it's not good.
It's
and
that was, acid flow, man. It's that acid rap, whatever it is.
I couldn't believe how whack it was.
I know.
But yeah, I'm not feeling that.
I ain't mad at you on that, bro.
I don't know if we got that in there. Did we say it was George's birthday?
We did. I think that was the first thing,
did it make
right?
it in the thing?
In case it didn't.
In case we didn't know, it was George's birthday.
George's birthday today.
He's 47 years old today.
Damn, bro.
I think on this day, Julius Irvin went under the hoop.
Yes, the day of my birth.
I think they won.
In a preseason game.
I think that's when Magic plays center. in the finals. What year was that anyways?
79, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't alive yet. Don wasn't alive yet either.
Kareem still had
that was
afro.
About 4 months before I was born, I believe.
Well, happy birthday, sir.
I appreciate it.
No doubt.
So, geez, what else? Hall of Flames? Are we going to start there?
Then you say something about cleats, the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Cleats?
We'll probably talk about NFL cleats as well. Actually, you know, we might as well talk about that. So, this weekend, Steelers versus, who's Steelers play?
They killed somebody. Jets, maybe?
Was it Jets?
Jets.
I think it was Jets. Steelers, Jets. And I don't know if we ever talked about that. We talked about Yeezy cleats. But the NFL made Antonio Brown take off his Ali tribute cleats. I guess because it was like uniform violation or something.
So whack to me.
What are the rules for cleats in NFL? Is it like 60, 40 color?
All the entire team has to wear a similar color scheme. So whether it's white or black, and then you have to, the shoe has to be a certain percentage of that color.
Okay. So like.
So like if the team is wearing white, then your shoe has to be majority white. If the team is wearing black, your shoe has to be majority black. There's
you mean
no
like uniforms,
like,
right?
No, the shoes. they only can wear black or white cleats, like the majority black or white cleats.
Oh, I thought it had to be like something team color and black or white.
Nah, I mean, you can have team color in it, but it's got to be majority one of those colors.
I think that's so whack.
It's not like the NBA where you could, like, them idiots is out there wearing Yeezy 750s and stuff like that. Like, NBA, they could do whatever they want because they actually changed the uniform code not too long ago.
How y'all feel about that, man?
Well, I mean, you didn't say the other part of the story, did you?
What's the other part?
That, like, last... Did you say the part where last week they allowed someone to wear...
9/11s.
Arnold Palmer or what did...
Who wore Arnold Palmer?
There was like a race issue because someone wore a shoe that was depicting a white person and they let it go. And then he wore the ones to Muhammad Ali, right?
Oh, no.
And they made him take it off.
I thought you were talking about Cruz and Beckham wore 9/11s.
Nah, they're... Well, I'm going to look it up. Y'all talk about it.
I know Cruz and Beckham wore 9/11 customs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was approved by the NFL from what I understand.
Yeah.
And then the Muhammad Ali ones, I guess, obviously wasn't. And I don't know if he like went and tried to get him approved or never did or something like that. I don't know if they would have or wouldn't have, but I don't know, man. That just kind of irritated me, man. And it's not even necessarily that it's Muhammad Ali. It's not nothing to do with that. It's just an identity thing.
I just don't get the problem. Like, what's the issue? You know what I'm saying? Literally, it's just a cleat. You can do it in the NBA. You can do it in the MLB. You see them. They have custom cleats all the time. Jeremy Guthrie's got one of the dopest custom cleats I've ever seen. That's, you know what I'm saying? All the time. So I just don't understand why the NFL is so gung-ho about you not doing it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand why a league – I mean, they really want to lay hammer down on like
– Yeah, it was Arnold Palmer.
But who was wearing it?
Same person. Brown, I guess.
Antonio Brown? Oh, he's from Pittsburgh. That's right.
He was not fined for wearing a black and yellow pair in honor of Arnold Palmer last week, but the black and yellow Ali cleats were deemed unacceptable. Yeah, so that's the story that I read.
Oh, see, I never heard about the Arnold Palmer one. Yeah, see, that's a little different. See, I was looking at more of the aspect of, like, the NFL always trying to hammer down on personality. Like, running around on cleats, you can't even notice what
you
they're
really
wearing.
Can't.
I would have no idea he wore Ali unless somebody zoomed in and all that stuff.
Well, they have, like, officials that are specifically for uniform violations.
Yeah, I get it.
Not the game officials, like, extra officials or whatever.
I mean, I get it from a being out there on the field level. Like, whoever can see that. But in the stands, I mean, if you're putting out a product that's for us to watch visually, I would have never known he's out there wearing an Ali cleat.
Yeah, like when dude wore the Yeezy cleat, I didn't even know it was a Yeezy cleat until, you know, they zoomed in.
Right. Had no idea. Soul Collector, all that. And I don't understand. I guess I really don't understand. I thought those were a violation because they didn't have any team color on them. Like, Yeezys didn't have, like, any Houston Texans colors.
That might have been the issue with that one, yeah.
Okay. Then did Von Miller get...
He got fined.
He got signed for 750s, one of those?
But I didn't think he wore them in the game, though.
No, I think he did.
No, he did.
You guys said he didn't wear them. I didn't watch the game. So
no, he wore them one game, and then he got fined.
He wore them one game.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because we were talking about it, and you said Hopkins didn't wear them either. I said, yeah, he did.
No, I know Hopkins did. Ryan said Hopkins didn't wear them.
Yeah, but I thought the point was because
either way, he wore
Miller didn't wear them.
Oh, no, that was two different occasions.
Yeah, it was two different occasions, but...
Because I think Miller wore them on like a Thursday night or something.
I could have sworn Miller wore them, yeah.
I know he wore them to warm up, but then I thought he changed. I thought that was the whole point you guys were talking about. All right.
Speaking of that, come on, Denver. Y'all got to do better.
I don't know. Why did he lost one game?
I know, but still, that was atrocious what happened. So
you guys had Paxton Lynch in there. That's one game.
I know, but still, I'm still hurt by it.
I don't know, man. I look at the NFL. The NFL is so funny because, like, I was just telling my friends that I was with in Dallas. I was telling them, I was saying, like, man, it's so whack because you don't really know these players. Like, if you in the clubs, if you see NFL players out and things like that, I always used to be like, man, it's corny to wear your number on a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, why you gotta wear number 81 on your chain? You know why? Because we don't know who they are.
Exactly.
You just know that these are a big cat. We'll be in the clubs and, like, buying bottles, and they're big dudes, and they got, like, numbers 81 on their chest. Well, he must be in the NFL. I have no idea. They wear helmets every single time. You watch TV commercials.
I mean, that's part of the reason why, if you think about it, NBA stars internationally or in general in the U.S. are bigger with endorsements and whatnot than football players are. And that's part of the reason, because of how much equipment they wear.
And the thing about it is like, them expressing themselves, like whether it's like celebrating in the end zone, wearing cleats, you know, whatever it is. I mean, they tried to they hated on D'Angelo Williams on the Steelers because his mom, she died of breast cancer, mm-hmm. and he wanted to continue to wear like pink cleats or gloves or something. They hated on that, so that's why he had to do the dreadlocks pink, yeah. and he painted his fingernails pink. Like, it's just too much regulation and rules for like utter nonsense. That's why, like, if you watch TV commercials. Football players are wearing their uniforms in a commercial. I'll watch a commercial and be like, why is J.J. Watt wearing his entire uniform? Because you won't know who he is. Like, you watch a Antonio Brown commercial. He's in a uniform or he's on the field. Like, you wouldn't know who any of these players are if they're not Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, maybe Cam. You might know, but if you notice with a Cam commercial, he's either doing something that represents like Superman,
of course.
Or something weird. Like, it's not.
Yeah, quarterbacks. I mean, you know, they're. I'm not going to say they wear their helmets less, but when they take them off on the sideline or whatever, the camera's always on them. So, quarterbacks are more recognizable than anyone else. I mean, look at the Eli Manning face is a thing. Peyton Manning face is a thing. You know what I mean? Like, in social media.
I wonder when that stopped though, because there was a time where like. NFL had personalities, like big personalities, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You had your Deion Sanders, you knew who it was, you know what I'm saying? You had your Michael Vicks, you knew who that was. Yeah. And it's like at some point, I don't know if the NFL just kind of backed down off of having big personalities or what, but I feel like you can't have that anymore, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're an Odell Beckham, like, you know who that is because he out here wilding out on social media. So.
He wilding out and just his look in general, his hair, and everything.
Getting beat up by Nets and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I watch the Giants now just to see what he's going to do. Like, not necessarily act crazy, but, like, I mean, I want to watch to make sure they lose for the Cowboys.
Facts.
One. And two, I mean, he's their best player, so I do want to see him do good. But, like, now it's just, like, kind of a show. But, it like, is. He got the blonde hair and things like that. And, you know, girls like him and, you know, guys hate him. I mean, everybody think he gay. I mean, whether he is or not, I don't know.
I mean, evidence suggests.
It is. You know, it's a lot of funny stuff. But, no, it's just one of those things, like you said, like with Deion had that personality that was so big, like, off the field. You couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
Like, gold chains, the glasses. He was faster, the curl.
And that was cool.
And that was tight.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can be that, I mean, I guess for lack of a better word, flamboyant of personality, you know, for the NFL, them not to do it. I mean, people hated on Cam for, like, dabbing.
Yeah.
Like, people hated that. It's like.
I feel like some of them are trying, though, because if you see Von Miller outside, he's rocking, like, fur coats. Them interesting looking frames and all that. So he's trying. I feel like some of them are trying, but for whatever reason, the NFL is holding him back.
Yeah, see, Von Miller, his personality is there. I think maybe coming out of, like, the Denver market might kind of, you know, he might not get that, like, look like he should. He's in the Madden commercial. He's in things like that. Yeah. So he's kind of, like, on that borderline. He was on Dancer with the Stars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown, if he was walking down the street, I would probably say, like, if he'd had a haircut.
Yeah.
If he just had a regular haircut, I'd probably say, like, I know who that is.
Well, I feel bad because, like, you know, when I'm in the shop or whatever, we have NFL players coming in all the time, right? And, you know, when they're visiting and whatnot. And I'll know they're a player because, you know, stature is there.
Right.
And they may have, like, the practice gear on. But I don't know their name for nothing. And
right.
They're talking to me like I'm supposed to. Yeah, you know, we are here for the game and we finna do this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, man.
Right.
Hey, good luck, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and I don't know their name until, you know, I ring their information up or whatever have you, and then I'll Google it right quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that was so-and-so. But, yeah, you're right. Unless it's a recognizable figure like, you know, Fitzgerald or something, I don't know who you are.
And Fitzgerald is just because he's great. I mean, he's Fitzgerald, but he has his dreadlocks in it. If Fitzgerald probably cut his hair and walked down the street, I might not know who he is.
Yeah, you would.
I don't know, man. Well, okay, maybe Fitzgerald's a bad example.
Common fan, maybe not, but you would.
I would. All right.
But in general, like, though, you're right, though. Like, for every you probably know maybe one or two players on every team.
If Amari Cooper came walking down the street, would you know who he is? I would.
I think a good example, though, is David Johnson, from the running back from the Cardinals, because he's on the verge of being a superstar. But what does he look like?
I have no idea.
I think that's a good example.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, I just know because I follow the team and whatever.
I wouldn't know what he looked like.
Le'Veon Bell. What? Can you even picture what he looks like in your head? Nope. I mean, I think that's.
I can see his face doing a YouTube video. I wouldn't have no idea. I haven't, I can't even picture him. But, no, that was just something that, like, I don't know, man. I think it's just utter nonsense and hate. I mean, I don't think they make enough money. They make a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But they don't make enough guaranteed money for, like, putting their body out there on the line. And for the money that comes in there. For them to want to express a little personality. Man, and something like that. You know what's funny, though? They did hate on... The NFL did make sure when Johnny Unitas died, Peyton Manning wanted to wear the high top black
shoes
like Unitas, and they wouldn't let him do it. So, I mean, I guess they're consistent, you know, or
sometimes
whatever.
Sometimes you just got to say F you and take the fine.
I know, but the fine's like $6,000.
Some of them got it, though.
$6,000.
I mean, I think Peyton could have afforded it. Maybe not some of these other cats. But
man, Antonio Brown could afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why Adidas isn't willing to do the same thing that Nike did for Jordan.
I was just going to say that.
Now, the Yeezy cleats sold out anyway, so probably no point. But.
Were the Ollies? I mean, Ollies Adidas?
Nah, it's a Nike.
It was Nike? Oh, okay.
But see, with that Yeezy cleat, though, now you can find them retailing under because everyone's scared to wear them. Now, if somebody like a Von Miller or whatever have you would have kept wearing them saying, I'm going to wear it regardless, and Adidas picked up the tab, that would have made that Yeezy cleat even, you know, that much hotter.
I wonder if that did affect that.
It did. You could find those things. Everyone was sitting on them. Everyone was, like, trying to get rid of them. Please, $250. I forgot what retail was.
I think it was $220. $220,
right?
Yeah.
But no, now you can find them for retailing
might
under.
Might have been more. I don't know.
Yeah, I never thought like that. Maybe the fact that an athlete can't wear them
because
might
athletes
affect
refuse
the sales
to wear
them.
That's exactly what happened. I guarantee if one of those players kept on wearing them, you know what I'm saying, going like, no, I'm standing against it. This shoe is dope. It's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? It would have gone up.
I figured that just like no one of us have needs for these. Like, I don't got a need for a cleat. I mean, I don't. I mean,
you made your position very clear on that episode of the Sneak Diss.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even the kids who still out here playing like these high school sports, like, do they really want a Yeezy? Like, man,
I think they do.
Well, they might want it, but are they the type of kids that are here trying to chase a Yeezy cleat? Like,
nah,
they're 16, 15, 16 years old. I don't think they're, like, sitting at the computer, like, trying to copy, add a card.
Yeah, but even, like, even the majority of, like, highly ranked basketball players aren't doing that with Jordans either. They just take what they get for free from AAU and high school and whatever else. They're not.
That's true.
I highly doubt they're out there trying to cop. Either that or they have a runner or something that gets them something. Or when they go to college, they'll get whatever J's they want if they go to a Nike school. You know what I mean? So
I mean, Yeezy cleats just within itself is stupid. So
Very much so.
I'm going to ask you, Don. You buy tickets for Mags?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I donated to the cause.
How many you buy?
I bought 5.
You bought 5?
I donated to the cause, man. I like Marty McFly. Why not?
Donated to the cause. You could have did that without the shoe, man.
You're right. But you never know.
Hell, I don't think a single person in the state of Arizona is going to win.
I don't think a single person in the United States is going to win.
I don't know if it was an auction or what, but they did sell a pair in Hong Kong, I think it was, for $100K.
No one in the United States.
which doesn't surprise me because, to me, 89 pairs and they auto lace, I figure 30 to 50,000 on resale market.
Easy.
You think so?
Oh, bro, easy. The first day of the other ones that dropped a couple years ago, there were some ending at like 15 to 20.
Wow.
And that was the first day.
I never even thought about it, man.
Yeah.
And it's too late to buy a ticket? Because
I think it's like unprecedented. Yeah.
I didn't buy one.
I think it's unprecedented what these are going to go for. I'm interested. I wish they would like sell them right now, like say who the winners are now that it's over. So, because I want to see what eBay prices are.
I just look at it like, if you know, like when the lottery was at what? Was highest 500 million or close to a billion. Tell me you bought tickets.
I did.
How much?
I don't know, man. Maybe
more than 50.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, how much?
Five, like three or four.
You
five,
bought
man.
Four $1 tickets.
One time though. Okay.
I think they're $2 now though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're $2.
Oh, okay.
But one time though, I had made this program in Excel to generate numbers for me.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, I worked on that. I worked on that program for about 7 years. Or I finally finished
it. In other words, too long.
So basically what I did was I pulled all the Powerball numbers from the last 10 years. I pulled them into a program.
Yeah.
And I had the program decipher out which ones, the drawings on what, Wednesdays and Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
I deciphered out which ones drew on Wednesday, which ones drew on Saturday, which numbers were the most popular on Wednesday, which numbers were the most popular on Saturday. So then I had it generate, and it threw out like 50 numbers. And I told this cat, yo, you go buy 10 tickets. I'll go buy 10 tickets. You buy 10 tickets. We agreed that we split it. Now, the numbers did generate, but they were on all different areas. But I did come pretty close on like one line.
He's like, systematically, we about to be rich, bro.
But I never ran the program again.
That's crazy.
I never did it. I still have it, too. I don't know why that baffles you. I still though.
You know what you need to do? You need to see if you can figure out between then and now if any of those hit when you didn't buy. Then you might be onto something.
Oh, I should have run it a few times. Exactly. If I ran it a few times, I'd be like, yo, I could have won.
But yeah, I had to buy some of the tickets, man. I mean, just whatever.
Sure I didn't buy any. I said I was going to, and I didn't do it. I think
I thought you had already bought them.
Out of like sheer laziness, to be honest.
Could be
plus, I just don't like seeing like $20 get lit on fire.
Trust me, I after either. I pressed the enter, I'm like, damn, did I just do 50? But I was like, you know,
I mean, I would gladly like if Michael J. Fox like came to the show, just give him like 50 bucks or 100 bucks or whatever.
Yo,
but.
Michael J., I gave you 50, bro. I need to see you right quick.
Michael J. Fox,
I would feel better here. Doing that than just hitting enter online. I don't know. I feel weird. Like Hannah and I just made, well, I made the payment, but it was a lot of her money. But we just made like. The credit card payment for the down payment on the car because we were in the office. We just ran the credit card to get the points.
All right.
And I hit enter on a payment and it was a lot. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Look, when you,
I'm about to have Hannah hit enter for me.
When you're staring at a picture of Michael J. Fox holding the mag saying, please take part, how am I supposed to say no? As a human being, I'm like, damn, Mike.
Yeah, no, like I was saying, was like I said, like I think you heard like last episode, I was saying that I feel that. I understand for Parkinson's and things like that, but every single person should be able to buy a pair.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like we said, no auto lacing, mm-hmm. $500-$600, money goes straight to Parkinson's. Auto lacing, you pay the $900, all right, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it goes to Parkinson's and you get a pair and it takes like 12 months. You wait for it like a Nike ID.
I'm kind of, I agree with that. I'm kind of curious what it costs them to make one pair though.
Right.
Because obviously if the R&D really was 10 years long, because in 2005 was when the petition started.
Yeah.
I'm curious what that costs. And if, like, they may not make their money back on this anyways, and they may not care because they still do Dornbecker and other stuff like that every year, and it's they just write it off on taxes or whatever. But I would be curious if they could actually do it that way that you're saying. Because it's not a tax write-off if you sell it normally. It's, you know, this is a tax write-off. Yeah. So.
And then, like I said, do you think that every single person would actually want it? If it was widely available... Everyone can grab a pair.
Oh,
right now.
Everyone who watched Back to the Future, yeah, absolutely.
They would want it until they figured out that they have to pay $600-$700. Do you honestly think it's going to sell out if it's widely not limited quantities?
I think at $600, yes. Maybe we wouldn't buy the auto lacing one for $1,000.
I know I wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't buy the auto lacing one.
I would not buy.
I would maybe buy the one for $500 or $600. And the reason why is because we're already paying $500 and $600 for stuff now that we really, really want.
Agree.
You want a Yeezy, you're going to pay. Well, you'll be lucky to find $500 and $600.
Yeah.
You want, I mean, geez, what are Jordans now? Jordan $220. Phone positives are $260. Like,
crazy.
You're almost there. Like, you're now looking at it as like, oh, if I want a Mag for $600. It's just like buying two foams. Yeah. Like, that's what you look at it. Like,
not realistically.
You know, we just have to start measuring ourselves. But I do feel like it's something that should be rid of it. Like you said, George, I'm under the assumption it's Nike. So, mm-hmm. It probably costs like $18 to make the shoe.
Absolutely.
You just automatically think that.
Yeah.
But it actually might have cost a good amount of money to make that shoe or whatever. Oh, I seen those earlier. Those suck. You guys see another picture. He's showing a picture of
wait.
Red
is
Ultra
this
Boost.
Burgundy, or is this the one I showed you before?
I think it's the one you showed me before. That picture is like a Kith pick, all right? Like, it looks great. He's showing, like, the, what is that, 2017 Boost?
The 3.0.
3.0. It's not, like, there's other pictures of it.
Still,
looks kind of
You're
funny.
Still buying this.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're buying that shoe right there.
I'm
yes,
not.
You are.
I don't care for that one.
Oh, God.
Anyways, so, I forgot where it was at. Mags?
Yeah, we was at Mags. I bought 5 tickets. I'm praying. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens. I know other people that have spent lots more. So
you know some personally that spent a lot?
I've heard.
Really?
I've heard. Yeah. A couple people I work with, they dropped. People that don't even really care about shoes, but they love the movie, they dropped a lot
like a
more.
G?
Wait. Is this on the first one? Or is this on, in tickets?
No, yeah, in tickets. Yeah, just in tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because the first one, I think we all, I heard you guys last week saying that you, you put in like $2,300 on eBay.
Oh yeah, I just bid on.
Oh yeah,
I bid.
I was winning for 4 hours. I actually got a little nervous because I started at 2, and I'm like, and I lost that, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put in $3,500 for shits and giggles, and I actually was winning for about 4 hours. I'm like, yo, am I gonna have to come out with $3,500? So I'm like looking at like my credit card statements. I'm starting to look at this and that. I'm like, yo, I'm about to make this.
Do
purchase,
I got the
babe.
Room?
I'm about to make this purchase. I go to sleep. I'm like, if I wake up to this win. I got to work over and overtime. I'm about to get four jobs instead of three. And then all of a sudden, I was like, all right, good, I lost. But
yeah, when I had bid, I was sitting on the couch with my wife, and I was like, can I just bid? Because I was like, there's no way I could win this. And it was at like 23, from like 23 to 25.
Yeah.
I bid. I got outbid at like 18 minutes late. Like, it was quick.
Man.
It was quick.
I was winning for four hours. I was happy and sad at the same time.
Because honestly, I thought it was going to give me that thing where like, you know, where you bid and it says like, you've already been outbid.
Yeah.
So I was, but it didn't. And I was like, God, crud. Like, but nah, I was like, there's no way I'm going to win, because the ones that were like getting ready to end, they were so high.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, what were they in, like 30,000?
Some of them. I mean, they range from, I saw like as low as 12 and as high as 40.
I just look at these as like every single person that wins one, they're going to sell it. I don't see one regular person winning, like keeping it.
No.
You'd be foolish.
No.
Like if these things have a 30,000, oh my gosh.
You'll
like,
get one, take a picture for the gram, maybe I put think your foot though, in it.
I think that, well.
Yeah. Every social media
I mean,
account.
You're not wrong, but it's 89 pairs, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
of course you're going to sell it. Of course you are.
I mean, what does the, who's the person, I mean, but you're selling it to celebrities
or, yeah, celebrities.
Like, you're selling it to people that, like, need it to have, like, I have this. I wonder if Khaled got a pair. Khaled got a pair? He has to have a pair.
I'm sure he does. If not, he will.
The ones that Major Odell Beckham, the one that, like, all the receivers on the Giants got, did they just get those? Or, I seen Cruz, Shepard, and Beckham trying them on at a practice facility. And I'm like, did they just give them these or what?
I would hope that.
The design crew or whatever from Nike was taking them around for people to try it on. That Casey Neistat or whatever.
Oh, so they didn't get to keep them?
Well, the one that I saw on YouTube, who's like one of the biggest YouTubers in the world, he does. I mean, you've seen him before, right? Casey Neistat. He had a show on HBO. It's not a sneaker YouTube. It's a
vlogging is your world. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, he had a show on HBO, so that's vlogging. Yes.
What's the show? You keep saying that, but I have no idea what the show is.
What are you talking about? His show on HBO is called Neistat Brothers. It was just them like going around doing stuff. Basically like the beginning of vlogging. Probably he invented it. I don't know. But on his, whatever his latest one was, he obviously did like clickbait. It said like,
I hate that trash.
Whatever, Nike Mags for $10 or something. So obviously it had like 5 million views or something. But he, you click on it, watch it. It's just him in like his apartment or whatever. And the Nike team comes in there and he puts it on and asks some questions and whatever else.
So is that what that was with them?
I'm assuming, because he was like, do I get to keep this? And they were like, nope. And they had like a security guard with them too.
Oh, that's whack. I thought they got a pair.
I mean,
they should have been giving them the Dallas players, right. The Giants players.
Okay.
No, they should have. Anything else going on this week, sneaker-wise?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I just looked something up. There's also something else coming out this week, I thought.
I feel like we're missing something that's coming out
something
this week.
Something big?
Did you guys see the Chameleon Sixes?
I didn't.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Another six coming out during All-Star Weekend. They're chameleon colored.
Auston Matthews scored 4 goals in his NHL debut tonight. I think he's 18 years old. That broke the record. He's an American. Go America.
Okay.
F you Canada.
Whoa.
International war of nothing. yeah, no, I've seen the chameleon sixes. There's something. I feel like we're missing something else that's coming out.
I'm looking them up right now.
Maybe we're not.
Air Jordan 6 Chameleon.
Yeah, them Air Jordan 6 Chameleons. Oh, my God. They're ruined. I don't even know if I like sixes anymore. And you guys know I love sixes.
Okay, you like sixes, all right.
I don't. You, when's the last time you seen me wear a six?
When's the last time you wore a Jordan, period, besides low OG1?
Oh, no, that's not coming out this weekend.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a... No, it's not this weekend.
Oh, no.
If I could get those threes for, like, $89, I might buy. I don't know.
I'm going to try.
Well, you're right, but I would.
You going to try?
I'm on Swoosh, right?
I would at least get them, open the box, and then sell them for $95.
Nah. Oh, actually,
$6 for my troubles.
I should be getting those Dunks in today. Them sneaker buys. Has anybody seen those in person?
I haven't, but I want to.
I want to see them in person.
Did you buy them Nike or what?
I bought them off the sneakers app.
I'm actually mad at myself that I didn't grab those.
I grabbed them because Why didn't you say that
you had a pickup and then you didn't bring it up?
I forgot. Was that a while ago? When did they
come out? They dropped last week.
Oh, I grabbed those. I don't know, man. I really wanted to see them. I'm really excited.
Are these
see
it?
Them.
What's wrong with you? Really?
Yeah, those suck. All right. I hate them. All right.
No thank you.
I don't know if they're supposed to be like Invisible Cloak, Chameleon.
I was going to say, like the Invisible Cloak sixes, huh?
All right. Y'all ready for Heated Flames? Whatever. Let's Hall of Flames?
Let's get it.
All right.
Yes, Heated Flames.
So, what we do, is that outside?
Oh. I hope so.
It's real out here, B.
I hope so. What we do every so often, we do the Hall of Flames. We got the homie Don in the building.
We here, yo.
We got George in the building.
Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Myself.
I appreciate it.
And what we're doing is runners today. We are doing runners that we feel should be automatically voted into the Hall of Flames. These are runners that we feel have some type of meaning. These are runners that we feel are legendary, maybe, or just they could have came out last week, but we have a specific reason of why they should be put in the Hall of Flames and why you guys should vote. So we will be posting on thesneakdisc.com the ballot and everything to vote on. Obviously on IG, obviously on Twitter, Facebook, everything like that. Take a look at classics, see what's on there, see what's not, and then vote.
Before you talk about that, I'm just going to say one thing. You know what upset me about the last Yeezy raffle release?
What?
Is the Yeezy, like all these menswear boutiques that don't sell sneakers whatsoever are now starting to get Yeezys because it's high fashion, and you sign up for a raffle, and then you're on their mailing list. And I get nothing but emails now from just trash companies that I don't care anything about. I'm not buying a $600 button-up shirt from
that
you or a $600 pair of jeans or whatever.
There was a company.
Trash, dude. Trash.
There was a company that I had never heard of, and they send you messages through Facebook Messenger. And I got a message from them like, thanks for signing for the Yeezy. If you ever need anything from our store, let me know. And I said, man, check out SneakDisc.com. I said, yo, man, check out our sneaker podcast. I said, we're looking for sponsorships. And he was like, all right, cool, man. Thanks. Yeah, man. I looked on their site. They
probably
had dress shoes.
Silence.
They had dress shoes, brands that like I never heard of. I mean, we obviously heard of like the high end ones, but these were like 2,000 for like
dress
shoes.
I understand Kanye's entire goal is to get to that point where he is whatever, Yves Saint Laurent, Louboutin, whatever you want to say. He wants to get to that level.
Yeah.
So he wants to get in some of those stores. But that's not your market, bruh.
No, it's not. Your market is just the regular sneakerhead, man.
It is.
The regular guy. I mean, it doesn't matter how much a Yeezy would drop. Like, well, you know what's funny? You said that nobody would, a mag wouldn't sell out for $600. You think a Yeezy would sell at $600?
It depends. It depends what. It is. It depends how many you make.
Here's why I think it will, because these days, pre-orders are selling out around there, right? And then these add-to-cart services are getting expensive.
With the current level of pairs, it probably would. But
yeah.
But did all the boots sell out? I don't know. Did they?
No.
Eventually.
I mean, some of them suck.
Some places still have like a few of the like new boot left.
Eventually, everything sold out.
And how much are the boots? 400?
Boots were
what?
Higher than that. They were six.
Seven, yeah, $6.95.
Yeah, I think because you were in it like six.
Simple cop some.
So you don't think.
I think you cop two.
You don't think a mag would sell out at 600 if everyone can get it, but a Yeezy would sell out at 600 if everybody could get it? A V2, the one that just dropped, $600, you cop.
Do you know why I say that? Because a Yeezy you can actually wear. A mag you can't really wear. A mag is dope, you know, for us. But I don't think your Scottsdale kid or, you know, rich dude or whatever is going to want to buy a mag to go stun it. They're going to want to buy a Yeezy. So do I think Yeezys are more wearable and will sell out faster and sell out more? Absolutely.
I wonder if current cool is more better than like retro OG. Like, because that means something to us, a mag.
Of course.
But it means nothing to kids. We were talking to one of the homies at work, and he said he'd never seen Back to the Future, didn't he?
That's the thing.
Terrible.
You have to have seen the movie.
Terrible.
And with the new generation of kids, they've never seen Back to the Future, but they know Yeezy. They know Kanye all day.
Right.
So that's why I feel like, yes, a Yeezy will jump over the mag even.
Yeah. I mean,
it sucks to say, but that's how it is, though.
Because there's a guarantee a Yeezy's going to sell out. I mean, those three that come out Black Friday or whatever.
Every single one's selling out.
Every single one's going to sell out.
They've already sold out and they haven't been released yet.
Yeah, they're spoken for.
They're gone.
So, Hall of Flames. Who wants to go first?
I'll go as far as honorable mentions. I got like a couple.
Don Fisher. Let's see what your honorable mentions are.
I didn't know we were doing that.
All right. I mean, you can't.
I'm just going to do.
I only have like. Well,
because I'll tell you if they would have
okay,
been.
Okay, so
like,
they're
yes
not
no.
honorable mention then. They're actually in the list. We'll just.
Actually, you know what?
You know,
make yeah, the list.
You're right. All right. Okay, because we're not. This isn't. We're not doing like best to worst, right?
Nah.
Okay.
So whatever you want to do.
So I'll just do a couple off the rip. What are we doing? Like 3-4 at a time or.
You could just do them all, I guess. I mean, all
right. So I'll just go down the list. And the first one I have: Ronnie Feig times Asics Gel Light 2 Miami Beach. That's not on the list to me. Between that one and the New York,
you feel that should be
Gel Light 3? You mean?
Oh, did I put 2? Okay, yeah. 3.
You know what's funny
my bad.
I had that in on the already inducted automatic inductees. And George told me to take it off.
See, now, the reason why I feel like it's on there, those are one of the last of the heat, I guess you would say, hyped up Gel Light 3s that released. The Miami Beach, I feel like that's when really Asics was at its peak as far as obtainable runners.
I think that probably was at the peak where it ended.
I think if
like
it
where
got,
it like got to the Miami's,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like
then
it,
that was it.
It got that, and then because everyone was like, I got to have the Miami's, got to have the New York's. And then after that, in my opinion, it kind of fizzled off a little bit. So that's why, for me.
I think if it got voted in, I'd be fine with it, but I'm going to say for myself, no.
I'm going to say no, too.
Okay, all good.
I'm going to say no because, guys, you're probably about to say yes because you just don't see them. You don't see them all the time. It isn't like you see anybody wearing them. And I did feel like I put them in the automatic. I felt like they should. Yeah. And then Ryan and George were like, nah, take those off. Yeah, I'm going to say no on those.
Okay, okay.
Those got a couple, few more years.
So they got to marinate a little more?
Yeah, they
got
to marinate a little bit more.
All right, well, the next one, Air Max Nike times Atmos 90 Duck Camo.
I say yes.
I mean it's obviously on his list.
Yeah, I say yes.
I think it's another one where, I totally would be fine with it being on there, but I don't know if I would vote it in. Like, I'm split on that one.
And the reason why I put that again, probably one of the most recognizable
Atmos collabs. The infrared duck camo one, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to say yes then.
Yeah, because that's the most recognizable, in my opinion, Atmos collab. That's still one of the only few Air Max 90s that are withholding value.
Really high.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dead stock pairs are still going for a lot. That's one of those things. You got to have them. You know what I'm saying? So
fire. Because if I could get my hands on a pair for a good price, I would buy.
I'm still looking. Let's see. Staying in the Atmos family.
So Atmos, Duck Camo, in.
All right,
on the ballot.
Staying in the Atmos family, we have the Air Max 1 times Atmos Elephant Print. I know George is going to say yes to that one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's fine. It's in.
All right. I'm actually surprised it wasn't in already.
You know what's funny? I was looking at the
website
today.
How was that not in?
I'm looking on a site like, where is that?
That's the first thing I wrote. I'm like, how is that not in?
I'm like, I don't know why it's not on there, but it's a good one of the vote in.
All right. Let's see, another one I think George will like. Air Max 1 Pata times Para Cherrywood.
Yep.
Why aren't these already in?
My point, because listen, when we did the top 10 collabs, we had the same ones.
I mean, I think it's because you can't put every, got to be able to vote for something.
I feel
you. Can't put everything in.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know, man. Because I looked on our site like, there's a lot of things missing.
I actually looked twice to make sure. I'm like, I had to open
it. I went through the pages.
Yeah.
I went through the I'm going through. So you said Cherry Woods?
Yeah, Cherry Woods.
Yeah, I agree. That should be on the list.
Okay.
By the way, I don't know if you looked into it or you looked into it. I wasn't going to buy anything from that. I shouldn't say I wasn't going to buy. I'm not going to buy anything from that Vans Toy Story pack, but the Woody ones are actually kind of dope.
I'm actually thinking about it.
These Which ones? Right the brown ones?
Those are kind of dope.
They don't, but it looks like a cow.
I like them, though.
I mean, if you see the other shoes in the pack compared to the other shoes,
the
they look way
better.
The
Light Years don't look too bad. They look more Jokerish, but the high brown leather old schools aren't bad, but they have a horseshoe on them. They look like True Religion.
Those are one of those things. If I can get some and then get like my little man's in them some, then I'm getting them.
Yeah, that to me is like, I don't think that pack is, that Toy Story Vans pack is better than the Mickey Mouse Donald Duck pack or the Nintendo pack.
No, the Nintendo pack goes hard. The Nintendo pack was off the chain.
And I'm actually a little upset that I didn't, I mean, I still could, you know, but like the Nintendo ones.
Someone just restocked just now.
Of what?
the Woody's or whatever.
They sold out?
Yeah, no, surprisingly they did. Oh, yeah,
all that stuff sold out.
What?
Bro.
All that stuff blew out of stores.
All the van stuff is selling out like
that. Maybe not like in van stores, but online boutiques and stuff blew out.
I thought they kind of didn't do that stuff justice. I thought, like, this is what they put together for Toy Story?
Yeah, I agree.
I think Toy Story was too kiddish. Like, that's too far. Like, you go Nintendo and you go Mickey
that's
Mouse.
That's my point with the Buzz Lightyear shoe. Was
like, they went too far. Like, that's too kiddish. That's like, you know, then, like, next, what, Lilo and Stitch? Like, what do you make? Monsters, Inc.? Like,
Frozen.
Yeah, what do you go next with that? What else you got?
Let's see what else we got here.
Don's off to a good start. Got
I'm trying
already
to.
On
it.
Got
trying to going first. It makes it a little bit easier.
It does make it a little easier.
Was any of his on your list, though?
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm still going to mention
they're not
on there, but yeah.
Let's see. I'll mention a couple more. Staying in the Air Max One family, we have the Pata Denims.
What are those?
Those are the, you know, it's the denim.
The green denim or?
The
that acid wash?
It's like purple. No, not the acid wash.
Oh,
it's like the purple
yeah,
and
about.
The green denim.
I need to see that. I don't know.
Here, I'll pull
that
it up real quick.
It's an Air Max?
It's an Air Max One.
Air Max One?
Air Max One Pata. Yeah, it's a. There wasn't an actual name for it, to my
again,
knowledge.
Again, if it was on there, I wouldn't be upset, but I'm going
to
say no for now.
Okay, give me a second.
Well, I'm the deciding vote. I need a pack because I can't even think of what it is.
No, and once you see them, you'd be like, oh, these. They didn't really necessarily have a name. That's a bad picture, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, no.
No?
No way.
Okay.
Them look like Donatello Ninja. No, I don't.
Stop it. They're fire. Okay. Nah. That's all right. I still like them.
I don't think they suck,
no,
but
sorry,
they're not getting on the list.
Let me see. What else do I have? What else do I have? Trying to think of some words. Okay. Air Max 90 times Atmos Tiger Camo.
Oh, no. I hate those.
That was under my honorable mentions, but I know we're not doing honorable mentions. So.
What about you, George?
I don't think so.
I don't like those ones.
I feel you. All right. I got two more that they're probably going to say no, but I love these for myself. So that's why I put them on there. Let's see if I pronounce this correct. It's the A few times Asics Gel Light 3 Koi.
I just, when I was looking at my list, I just realized those things are selling for like $800-900, which to me is crazy.
The Kois?
Yeah.
They are. And they're, but I love that colorway. They are
what
crazy
like?
Dope. I'll pull it up for you.
I need a pick. My phone, I have no service for some reason.
The outsole is nuts. The whole shoe itself.
What'd you say, George?
What do I say to that shoe?
Yeah, A few Koi.
I'm gonna say yes. It's dope. It's a clean shoe. There's no doubt about it. Entering a raffle.
Oh god.
Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. These are.
Let me see. Oh yeah, I say yes.
Okay.
I say those should be on there.
So those are in. So again, that's a few times Gel Light 3 Koi.
I love those. Those are tight.
Yeah.
And then the last one I have, and again, this is because I've loved this shoe ever since it dropped. This is a 2012 release. Sneaker Freaker times New Balance 998, the Tassi Devils.
Yeah, that's them like purple and black ones and whatnot.
Yeah,
oh, I hate making those.
I love those.
They made them in a bunch of
don't like them.
Bunch of different styles, the same shoe, like in a bunch of different New Balance.
Yeah,
styles.
They did, but that one is.
Bro,
I say no.
But I understand if it wouldn't go in because it's not crazy popular. But probably one of my favorite New Balance.
I think I have the same answer for all Dons. I don't hate any of them. But I think some I'm just like, I wouldn't vote for it. But if it went in, I wouldn't be upset. Some
I feel
no.
It. Okay, I feel that.
Say no. All right, cool.
See, yeah, that's what I have for now.
All right, George, what you
so
got?
So I already know Greg's going to have some crazy stuff on his list.
Nah. but I got reasons why.
All right. The reasons why you don't have crazy
why they're
stuff,
on my list. Because you guys might be like, what? But there's reason.
Okay, whatever. I put this one on here.
A lot of stuff Don had was really exclusive and like really expensive stuff.
And I own maybe one of them.
All right, so number six on the list. I think most of us own them. I picked this color because this is the one I have. There's probably two colors to me that are better.
I probably have it.
But Ultra Boost Chalk.
Okay. I have an Ultra Boost on here, but it's not chalk.
You could say olive or,
not even
or
those.
Burgundy or whatever.
Not even those. All whites. All white Ultra Boost. And this is the reason. Because Kanye single-handedly made them something by just wearing all whites. That literally what made...
Apparently the owner of Sneaker Politics is the one who did it, not
Yeah, whatever
Kanye.
That article was. That was a stupid article today. But I'm just saying, that's the reason why. Because nobody cared about Independence Day Air Max at all. I bought them for regular price from a guy on eBay. Then Kanye, that night the pictures came out, homeboy refunded me on eBay. Like, oh, hey, man, you know why.
That's how it goes. Like,
and I obviously found a guy who obviously didn't know Kanye wore them and still got them for a good price. All white boosts, I don't know if Ultra Boost would have made an impact what it was if Kanye never wore the all whites. Because I don't know a lot of people that got the OGs with the purple tab in the back. Like, I never heard any noise about Ultra Boost until... I don't think
I've ever seen anyone wearing those, to be honest.
And I don't think I've ever seen them on feet.
No.
And I think...
All right, well, my choice is the Chalks.
I say no.
Don doesn't own any, so...
I don't
own any Boost?
No Boost yet, bro.
What is with people that come on the sneak disc? None of them own any Boost.
I'm not about that Boost life yet. I'm trying, but I just...
No, whoa. You got Moon Rocks.
Okay, okay.
You have Boost.
Oh, you can sell me your Moon Rocks then.
Okay, shit.
Technically,
I'll pay more than what you pay for them.
No, I might.
Technically, you have Boost.
No, okay, all right. So,
but it doesn't feel like Ultra Boost.
I have had Boost before because I've also had the second release of the Pyro Black. So I've been about the Boost life before, but okay. Ultra Boost. Here's what
you got those when they released. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, you've had Boost.
Yeah. So, but I will say this, which is funny. The first time I tried on Ultra Boost, no lie, was just last weekend.
And how did they feel? And I need your honest opinion. I don't need the Jordan Nike Don.
I'm going to keep it 100%. The outsole was comfortable as hell, but I did not like how they were how they were on my feet, how they felt on my foot. They were a little too, like, they were snugging a little too much. You know what I mean?
You got to break them in.
That's
how it works when you first put
on. I wear size 11 and a half, and I tried on 11
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, you can sell me them Yeezys then.
Yeah, no, my. No, the Yeezys feel great. Don't get it twisted.
Look at this hater, though.
Nah, bro, I ain't hating. Come on, man. I got those for a great deal.
Which means you can sell them to me for more than you paid.
Nah, we all right, bro.
Come on, you can make some money, dog.
You know what, though? I'll be honest. As far as the Chalks go, I don't own any Ultra Boosts. However, I do know Chalks, I think, is what set... triple white, yeah, but I think Chalks is what really set it off as well. And I don't see Chalks nearly as much as I see triple white, so I'm actually going to say yes.
Yes to Chalks.
Okey-dokey. Winner, chicken dinner.
What else you got?
Number 5, Ronnie Fieg Asics Gel-Like 3 Flamingo. And I don't know why those didn't make the list originally either.
I thought they're on there.
I don't think so.
I didn't see it.
I looked on there. I mean, do you want me to pull it up? Just say yes. Let's move on.
I mean, I agree. I had those on there, and you guys told me to take them off.
No.
It
was a different one.
No, I had those on there.
No, it was a different
one. You guys told me to take those off, and you said that I probably should take off leatherbacks as well.
No, I said leatherbacks should be on in place of the whatever other ones you had on there.
Yes. Fine. I had those on there. You guys tried to make me take off Neptunes and leatherbacks.
Neptunes, yes, but not leatherbacks. That was my idea to put leatherbacks on there.
Flamingos,
no,
I agree.
No, you had... You did have something on there. I can't remember what it
lavas,
was.
Lavas? But I still got lavas on there.
No, lavas, I agree with. That Gel-I-5. That might be the best Ronnie Fieg release to me.
I think super
it's
reds
between
are.
Three. Okay, well, we're not. That's not even in consideration. But, all right.
Okay,
number 4, Air Max 1 Kid Robot, the black colorway.
I disagree.
Really?
I think historically they should be, but I disagree.
Ooh, I definitely have to agree.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't stand those. I think they're the most ugliest shoes ever.
Really?
I should have put that in my honorable mentions, but
nah, you'd wear those.
I love Kid 90.
I mean, you wouldn't pay you wouldn't pay over retail for them, but you would buy them.
I don't like them. I've never liked them. The colors are weird. They're like black, pink, and that like peanut butter color.
Black and pink, weird. That's what Kanye made famous.
No, that peanut butter color threw it off.
I like it.
There's only in like one spot.
Nah, it's about 4. Continue.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But all right, number 3 and number 2, Don already mentioned and already made it. So 3 was the Cherry Woods. And 2 was the Elephants, both on there. Elephants, from what Nike tells us, are going to re-release next year. And I will be copping. I don't care if I have to cop a bot.
Future L's.
Copping.
You can cop whatever bot you want.
Copping.
Future L's.
There will be more pairs of those.
And just to give people a heads up.
Copping.
Pretty soon, before the year ends, I'm going to buy a bot from as many ATC carts from as many companies as I possibly can and see if any work.
Copping.
ATC test.
Copping.
Number 1.
You already know what number 1 is. I'm sure it's on your list. You're not going to say no. I don't know how Don's going to feel. Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Infrared, best maybe runner of all time. You can't say no. It's literally been number one on your list, multiple lists you've had in this room before.
Well, while he contemplates,
I think he just wants to say no because nothing I've said so far got a no. That's the only reason.
No, because I really thought hard about putting it on my list, and I didn't put it on mine.
Well, that's a mistake.
I'm going to just put it on.
I was going to say, put it on. I mean,
I'm going to put it on because I love it to death.
Then why would you even not?
Yeah, but if you got, like, Don's rocking OG.
Yeah, these are from 90s, 2010s.
And I feel like OGs are on there throwing on a different material for something. It didn't make an impact. It's still pretty high, but it didn't make an impact like a Hyperfuse Independence Day. It made no impact. It's flew under the radar, even though you can't like get them for cheap. It's just under the radar, one of those like low key heats.
But it still can be Hall of Flames though.
I can. Hopefully, people that vote like knows like some classics. We're gonna probably try to put in, you know, people vote for three.
Yeah.
That all you got?
Yep. That's
all
it.
All right. So my list. I guess I'm gonna have to do some. Because literally, you guys didn't say any of mine.
Well, that's good.
BW Persia's.
Yeah, they got to be on there. I hate the toe box now that I have them, but that was one of the best shoes I've ever worn.
I think BW Persia's and the color Persia might be one of the most recognizable Air Maxes out there. Like, I feel like it should be on the list. Number five, I have
Alchemist wearing those all over that.
Who?
Fuck, that's delicious. The Alchemist. What do you mean, who?
Oh, Alchemist.
Yeah, one of the greatest DJs of all time.
I'm like, who the Alka?
yes. Wearing those on the last episode of, everywhere on the last episode of Fuck, That's
and
Delicious.
And that's one of those shoes that they redone, and you look at it like, oh, I got a cop. You put it on your feet, like, what the
fuck? Yeah, something's wrong with the toe box. I have it at home.
Number five, I put Nike Air Huarache Runner. Oh, geez. I mean, that's the first
blue and pink or
blue and pink and turquoise and orange.
Okay.
I was going to say blue and pink, I'll take, yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Like, they're literally just Huaraches. Like,
that's, I didn't even think about it, but yeah.
Nike Presto. I say,
It depends what color.
Okay. Mm. I don't even know if it matters because a Nike Presto, okay, Nike Presto is the original Roche Run, the original NMD, the original Alta Boost. Like, it started it all. It's the first, maybe the only shoe that didn't come in sizes. It came in clothing sizes. Yeah, small, medium, large, extra large. It set the way of that less lacing, more snug, paved the way. It's groundbreaking.
If you picked the colorway, I would say yes, but you're not.
I don't know the colorway. I mean, the colorway, the first colorway that came out was like the lightning print.
Yeah.
The orange. I mean, the yellow and navy blue, like Michigan color.
If
and
you
then like
picked
black and white.
Cumulus Cloud, I would say yes. That's the one I sent you the picture of.
Is that
of.
The like light blue? I mean, those are fire.
Yeah, the one I sent the picture of. And you
is that
right.
OG?
I don't think so. I think it was a. It was.
I mean, it doesn't matter what color. I get the whatever color we want to post for them to vote for is fine.
If you will say that color, and I'll say yes.
Fine, cloud.
I was gonna say because if you say OG color, I'm gonna have to say no.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, Cumulus Cloud. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Okay, well George says good, so we're good.
Okay,
Adidas
Flames.
Adidas All White Ultra Boost. Just for the reasons, like I said.
Yeah, of course.
That was easy. number two. Now, I have a three.
I'm not saying no to an Ultra Boost. You could have said Ultra Boost dripping dookie, dipped in dookie, and I would say yes.
Now, I got three on here.
Throw them in the washing machine. Rejuvenate them.
Right.
Air Max 98s. Those are the ones that Supreme redid.
Yeah.
I have to say no.
You say yeah?
Any color? No. I said I know.
So G.
No. Terrible.
I'd say no.
I mean, what I have said that you would say yes to?
What do you mean?
Like, what colorway would you have said yes to? Because
you
said yes first.
No, I didn't.
I was a little iffy on the Air Max 98 because it really didn't make that big of an impact. Yeah. I also got, now this one I think Don might agree with, Air Max the Plus Tuned Air.
Ooh.
First shoe with Tuned Air.
Yeah.
Still making them. I consider when you put it on your feet, still one of the greatest runners of all time.
What colorway?
You got to put the original, like, Tiger or the Blue. I mean, one of those.
I would say yes. Tuned Air to
that's
me
good.
Was...
I do. I agree with it as well.
Yeah, Tuned Air.
I don't think I own as many pairs as I probably should.
No.
I got, like,
I definitely
it
don't.
Doesn't matter what I say. I probably would say no, but it doesn't matter.
Roche Run. Roche Run was one. Okay, now this is back when Don worked at Nike. Don knows Roche's flu. Okay.
Here's...
When they first...
Okay.
Roche Runs... after Prestos, I consider them like the predecessor to Presto. I do. Comfortable with I don't know what, $75, and those are the trendsetter for the NMD. Those pave the way for the NMD. Facts. Facts.
True. Now, I'm going to...
And I'm going to say black, red, white, Calypso, I don't care. Olive, I don't care.
Here's the thing. The technical Nike person in me wants to say no because it's not an actual runner.
So technically.
Again, because of the technicality of it, it wasn't built as a running shoe. It had no running technology within it.
But what was it?
It was an after runner. So the actual shoe itself, right? Oh. It was an after runner you put on after you run because the insole itself was like a massaging type insole to where after you wear a runner, you throw these on and it helps out because the upper had absolutely no structure whatsoever. It had nothing to hold your foot in, no fly wire, no fly knit, nothing like
that. That's knowledge.
So because of the technicalities of me being a Nike nerd, I can't put it on a runner list.
George, yes or no?
No.
We searched Earth for Rose Run. You hater.
They can be on the list later down the line. I don't think, again, it's one of those ones where if it's on there, I'm fine with it, but I'm not going to vote for it.
Now
I'm not going to be the deciding vote to put
it. If we're doing trend setting like next week or week after, absolutely, because all red Roshi, black and white Roshi, those. By far. And like you said, you couldn't find them anywhere. People were running to the Nike store.
I still need an all red Air Tech Challenge 2. Those picks that came out that teased me.
All red Air Tech Challenge 2?
Yes, there was picks that came out that was all red, like a Red October Yeezy, but it was Air Tech Challenge 2.
Never seen it. My last one.
Oh, you have another one.
I don't know how. I know how you might feel. I don't know how Dom might feel.
Let me guess. DMX Run?
Reebok DMX Run 10. It's probably Reebok's only great runner.
I think the fact that Semple is not here tonight is going to screw you over because he would say yes.
It's the only Reebok runner that should get any respect.
I never owned one, and I don't care, so I'm going to say no.
God, man.
Aesthetically, it's beautiful. It was the DMX is the first Boost. Facts.
I disagree.
Boost literally goes from the front to the back. You're walking. DMX Air, literally from the front to the back to the front when you walk. I don't know what I'm talking about, but these are facts. So. Don.
Greg is my boy, too, man.
I need you to stay true to yourself. Don't do it just for me. Stay true. If you say no, then no it is.
I have to say no. I have to say the nay no, my brother.
I was like, yo, somebody got to show some respect for that.
I apologize. I can't do it.
All right. Well, I got three on. Actually, I got four on. See, Don got... Man, Don got 1, 2, 3, 4 on.
Okay.
George got the most. 1, 2.
Like 5, right?
Yeah, but technically some of them two were yours.
Oh, okay,
so
okay,
4
okay.
That weren't on anyone else's
It's actually
else's
pretty
list.
Equal. Yeah. So voting will be set up by tonight, tomorrow, some point. Episode will be up Thursday like always. Anything else?
Nothing? Go, fellas, Denver Thursday night.
Hey, I was about to say go Raiders. Get out of here with that
shit.
No,
man, Thursday night football, man. We got to redeem ourselves, you know what I mean?
Who Broncos play?
I have no idea. This is the Broncos fan over
play,
here.
Not Niners.
No, I'm trying to
hopefully.
Chargers.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a good game.
They win.
But Broncos won't need win.
It. Y'all better hope Simeon comes back.
Yeah, we can't do Lynch anymore. I'm sorry,
He said
Lynch.
He's coming back.
You're done, son. Holding on the ball 30 seconds later than you
need. Who Raiders play this week?
KC.
Oh.
At home, though.
Yeah, you guys will win that one.
It's one of those
Jamal
ones.
Jamal Charles should get a lot more carries.
Okay, so here's the thing about
this
game.
You're a Raiders fan, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Come on, what are you talking about?
I got to actually give you guys props. That game Sunday was very entertaining.
See, here's my
thing.
Got
to give you props.
The Raiders have led, I believe, every single game this season by double digits at some point. I think. I'm not 100% certain about that. I probably have to go back and research. But they haven't yet to win a game by double digits.
That is true.
Actually, the Saints game, maybe they didn't lead by double digits because their lead.
Did they ever lead by double digits in the just last week? Because I feel
like they're up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, okay.
Like
I'm like, because they were going back and forth the whole game. There's so many lead changes.
34-24 with 12 minutes left.
Gotcha.
So Raiders should win, depending on if.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If you are a playoff team, you win that game at home. A division game at home where KC is kind of mediocre right now, you win that game at home.
If Broncos lose to the Chargers,
it's not
it might go downhill.
It's not going to happen.
It might go downhill.
If Simeon comes back, we're fine.
Cowboys play the Packers
Okay. That's a good one.
Yo, this is our first real test. There's your test right there.
Well, but is it a regular Sunday game like Joe Buck and them, or is it on?
It's like the 1 o'clock game.
And where are they playing?
It'll be Joe Buck and Aikman.
They're playing in Green Bay.
Ooh.
I think it's Green Bay. So
you got that's an L.
What?
No one. People,
why?
People don't lose there. They don't. Green Bay doesn't lose at home.
What are you talking about, man?
I haven't seen those in a while.
At home,
Green Bay, not to the Cowboys.
They lost when Dez.
They might lose at home to the 1965 Kansas City Chiefs. They're not losing to them.
We'll win. All right. They kind of struggle with the Giants.
I perfectly called the Giants beating Dallas in week one, and I'll be calling this victory correct
man,
as well.
That's whack, man. Giants and Cowboys.
You literally
is a rivalry
said
game.
That Dallas
matter.
Would win 31-6, and they lost. All right.
I was a little over
zealous. Yes.
Okay. But we would have won if Terrence Williams wasn't a moron. All right. Facts. All
you
right.
went to a game, and now you're just the Kool-Aid is spilling out of you.
Right. We play the Packers, then I think a bye week, then the Vikings, and then I think the
Eagles.
Ooh,
you're about to go 0-2. You beat the Eagles. Lies. You beat the Eagles. We're about to go 0-2 in that run.
We'll beat the Vikings. We'll give the Vikings their first L. Facts. All right. Vikings can't score any points.
They're not playing in Minnesota, are they?
I hope.
We don't even have to have good defense against them.
Is this being recorded?
It's in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think it is.
Cowboys don't even have to have good. They don't even have to have good defense against Minnesota. They can't score points.
Is this being recorded?
Man, please. We're good. Nobody can rattle Dak. Fact. No
pause.
Nobody can rattle Dak. Dak.
Pause.
Dak. Nobody can rattle. Anyway, is there anything else? Raiders should win. Broncos
you
should win.
You literally just
Cowboys
said
that will win.
They're the best team in the universe. That might as well have been what you said.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Because if you really believe in the Vikings like that much, you're out of control. Nobody should believe in the Vikings. Nobody should believe in the – you know, we could talk about this next week. Anything else? All right, that's the stink this. I got to pee.
Boy.
Peace.